called Area Code 615. I'm Jay Thurber here in the Area Code 412, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. The news is next. It's 1 o'clock.
Story News in Washington, I'm Nick Harper with the Week in Review. This week, the US government set a new record, the longest ever recorded in US history. On Friday, thousands of US domestic flights were cancelled or delayed. The White House ordered a reduction of air traffic. Trump administration officials said the move was an attempt to relieve some of the pressure on air traffic controllers. Epstein's Iris Spitzer sent this report from Washington.
Air travelers in the U.S. are bracing for more disruptions from the government shutdown as Trump administration officials say they're planning to cut flights by as much as 10% on domestic routes. Meanwhile, there are reports that the Republican-controlled Senate is preparing for another vote on a stopgap spending measure on Friday, although a meeting by a group of Democratic senators on Thursday didn't yield any obvious change in position. The opposition party has demanded that Republicans extend health care subsidies that are set to expire, which GOP lawmakers have so far refused to do. At 37 days, the current shutdown is already the longest in U.S. history.
This week, the U.S. Supreme Court appeared skeptical of President Donald Trump's power to unilaterally impose tariffs during a three-hour hearing. The hearing at the country's highest court came after the president used a law designed for national emergencies to justify his sweeping economic agenda. New York City elected a new mayor this week, 34-year-old left-leaning Democrat Zoran Mamdani. He'll be the city's first Muslim mayor and the youngest in a century. Mamdani beat the Republican candidate, Curtis Sliwa, and the former governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo.
The sun may have set over our city this evening, but as Eugene Debs once said, I can see the dawn of a better day for humanity.
The world's richest man, Elon Musk, was this week awarded a pay packet that could be worth nearly $1 trillion. Shareholders at Tesla approved the record deal for the firm's founder, but it's conditional on Elon Musk hitting ambitious targets. City AM's editor Christian May says they won't be easy to reach.
He has to take the value of Tesla from $1.5 trillion today to $8.5 trillion in value by 2035. And he must sell tens of millions of vehicles and deploy a million robo-taxis and all sorts of new metrics.
Former US President Dick Cheney died this week at the age of 84. He was widely seen as the architect of George W. Bush's war on terror following the 9/11 attacks in 2001. Israeli aircraft bombed several towns in southern Lebanon on Thursday as Israel threatened wider strikes unless Hezbollah is disarmed. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
My Three Sons.
You won't live to see tomorrow. Secret.
the Johnny Rivers in the 1 o'clock hour, 107, much more music
time. We love you. We love you. We love you as a listener. Yes, we do. So give us a call and a chance to listen to you.
412-385-7450. 412-385-7450. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Taking your requests from now until 2 o'clock on Radio 9. Girl, except for the mustache. I mean, you don't have a mustache, but Bobby's girl does. 110, much more music time. Here's Joe Henderson from 1962 on Radio 9.
Snap your finger. I'll come running back to you. Your finger, I'll come running. I'll be true. Take a chance on me. Let your light turn green. Maybe I've got to know. Give me some kind of clue. Should I stay or go? Let me love you like the lover that you used to know. Turn the key and let me in through that same old door. I had it, but I lost it. Now I've got your finger, baby, I'll come running. I'll do anything to get back again.
Keithport, PA.
I know, I'm just practicing.
Thank goodness this trip will be over soon.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained and rode us all the way to New Orleans. Song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. Yeah, feeling good was easy love when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby.
Here on Radio 9, some news about the news in the newspaper. The Tribune Review is going to drop its Sunday paper. Yeah. So the Post-Gazette is already down to, I think, just a printed paper on Sundays and maybe one other day a week. But the Tribune Review this morning announcing that they are dropping their Sunday paper. Instead, the Sunday paper will come out on Saturdays.
So the print edition, if you live on the Westmoreland County side of the dividing line, you will get a print edition on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. If you live on the Allegheny County side, you will only get the paper on Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And, I mean, lots of cities, this is happening. Some cities don't have a print newspaper at all anymore. Pittsburgh is fortunate and maybe a little bit unique in that we have two competing newspapers still, and that you can get them in print. You can get the Tribune Review in print, you know, 7 days a week until January 1st at least. But, I mean, as someone who grew up reading the newspaper, who worked for newspapers, whose studio is in the newspaper building, sad. It's kind of sad. I'm sure anybody who's younger than me probably is not going to notice a difference because they get all their news online. But can remember when that Sunday paper would arrive, Pittsburgh Press, and it was like 3 inches thick.
That's what she said.
That's right. I mean, you know, there was a Sunday magazine in there. The sports section was probably 20-some pages. The opinion section was probably 16 or 18 pages. So to go down to no Sunday paper now, you'll get the Sunday paper on Saturday if you're a Tribune Review subscriber. It's a tough time for journalism. It's a tough time for the media. BS is still free and prevalent and abundant, but actual news and information getting hard to find. Here's Joe Jackson on Radio 9. Crap, still free. Actual truth and information, it costs you money.
Mother doesn't go out anymore. Just sits at home and rolls her spastic eyes. But every weekend through the door come words of wisdom.
but not too much longer will you be getting that Sunday paper if you are a Tribune Review subscriber. Joe Jackson here on Radio 9. 124, much more music time. New music from 21 Pilots coming up after we take care of a brief message. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. Meanwhile, the Post-Gazette's still on strike. A lot of people don't realize that, including the new head of CBS News, Barry Weiss, or she didn't care when she crossed the picket line down there. Barry Weiss, not a friend of unions and not a friend of workers in Pittsburgh. Shocked, shocked I am. Another shocking spectacle unraveled before the American public, as Doug Hirth used to say. And a reminder that opinions expressed on the Jay Thurber mess are not those of WRCT Radio or Two City Community Media. But, yeah, she crossed the picket line. A lot of people don't realize that Barry Weiss was from Pittsburgh. Her family owns, I don't know if it's still in business or not, Weiss House up in Squirrel Hill, which was a high-end furniture store. If you needed a $15,000 couch, that was definitely the number one place that I always went to buy a $15,000 couch or a $40,000 coffee table. Certainly how I decorated my first apartment. When you're high, you feel different, you think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different. But you probably knew that. The problem is you also drive different and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride, because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council. I guess we won't get any underwriting from either CBS or Weiss House now. Golly. Boy, I'm just all verklempt about that.
Everybody talks about the weather. Is it gonna be cold or hot? And it's undeniable. Radio is reliable to hear what the weathermen thought. Whether you believe it or not.
Cloudy this afternoon with a high near 60. Chance of showers overnight. Cloudy, low 44. Showers likely Sunday with a high of 57. Rain shower switching over to snow on Sunday night with a low of 30. That's great because I'll be out in that. Monday, snow showers likely mostly cloudy, high 39. Veterans Day is Tuesday. They will be having a celebration down here. The Pennsylvania State Commander of the AMVETS will be in McKeesport on Tuesday for Veterans Day. Chance of snow showers, partly sunny, high near 40. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny and windy with a high near 52. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show, 61 in Washington, 52 in Butler, 56 in Beaver County. It's 58 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 58 at WRCT with new music from 21 Pilots to take us to the bottom of the hour. Radio 9. Don't forget, next week we are only on Tube City Online Radio. I will post about that on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky, as well as on the website at jthurbershow.com. Next week, WRCT celebrating Anatomy of the Ear, beginning Friday afternoon and continuing through Sunday night, all weekend long, and 88.3 WRCT Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon hopes that you will tune in for that. Otherwise, stay tuned at 2 o'clock. We're talking to Slim Forsythe right here at our stage, broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport. It's 1:31. This is where the oldies come to play. Every Saturday from noon until 3, rocking and rolling and barely controlling with the sound of Tower of Power right now on Radio 9.
So you want to jump out your trick bag.
What is hip? Tell me, you think you know. What is hip? You really.
56, much more music time. 56, ready all 9 degrees. 412-385-7450. Also taking requests on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show. Here's Quincy Jones. Impressions here on Radio 9. are the Knights with a number 70 song from 1965 on Radio 9 141. Much more music time.
Another day gone by. Lord, and still I wait. You'll never know how much I've tried to keep my faith and be true. She'll ride and fall.
this on Radio 9. We were talking earlier, this is the end of the world for the Sunday papers. The Tribune Review announcing that they are going to drop their Sunday paper as of January 1st. In Westmoreland County, you will get the paper 5 days a week now, no Sunday or Monday paper. And then in Allegheny County, you only get it 3 days a week. The Sunday paper will come out on Saturdays now. So at least you get the football scores in the fall. But, yeah, no Sunday. And I mean, it's, you know, print newspapers have been, you know, had one foot in the grave for a long time. But it's still, it's for someone who used to work at print newspapers, it's sad for me. And, you know, I mean, I understand that you get your news digitally. You get your news on your phone or on your laptop. But just try peeling potatoes on your cell phone and see how far that gets you. Can't wrap fish in your tablet. I mean, you could, but it's an awfully expensive way to do it. Try putting your laptop under the canary or your puppy. Here's Huey, Piano, Smith, and the Clowns on Radio 9. After these messages.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
And now look alive! And everything lights up, and it makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about. Now money won't bring you happiness, but we know it will.
Jay Burberry!
Come on now, get a smile, get happy. Wow! Tune in and turn on.
Radio 9, rocking and rolling and barely controlling, putting the glide in your stride on this super solid gold Saturday afternoon, 151. Much more music time. We've got news coming up at 2 o'clock, and then an hour, we're going to sit down with Slim Forsythe from 2 until 3 o'clock. Here's the Guess Who.
No time left for you.
On my way to better.
Seasons change and so did I. You need not wonder why.
Randy Bachman and Burton Cummings, the Guess Who on Radio 9 with Jay Thurber. Don't forget next week's show only on Tube City Online Radio. But if you're listening to 88.3, we hope you will stay tuned next weekend for Anatomy of the Ear.
Your front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
In college football action at this hour, your Carnegie Mellon Tartans hosting Franklin and Marshall at Gesling Stadium. Right now in the third quarter, Franklin and Marshall leading 20-14. Penn State playing the Indiana Hoosiers at the half. The Hoosiers up 17-7. Pitt football is off this weekend. They are back in action next weekend when they take on number 10 ranked Notre Dame. In college basketball action, Pitt beat the Longwood Lancers last night by a score of 78-60. Pittsburgh Penguins playing the New Jersey Devils right now in the second period. The Devils up 1-0. And the Steelers will be in Sunday Night Football to take on the L.A. Chargers, and Darnell Washington has been cleared. He had a foot injury that kept him out of practice early in the week, but the Steelers now saying Washington will play versus the Chargers in Week 10. Here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Looking for mostly cloudy skies today with a high of 60. Chance of showers overnight, low 44. Showers likely on Sunday, cloudy 57. Changing over to snow showers Sunday night with a low of 30. Snow showers on Monday with a high of 39. And then on Veterans Day, that's Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 40. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the Jay Thurber Show. It's 61 in Washington, 56 in Beaver County, 52 in Butler, 58 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland. 58 degrees right now at WRCT. New music from Otis Wilkins. Records. It's called The Power of of stuff. The LP's pretty cool. It's on white vinyl. The tune is called Joni Mitchell Was Punk. That's new music from Otis Wilkins on Radio 9. I'm Jay Thurber. Coming up after the news, we spend some time with Pittsburgh's troubadour, Slim Forsythe. I'm Jay Thurber. Find me on Facebook, Mastodon, and Blue Sky at Jay Thurber Show, or check out the website at jaythurbershow.com. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown.
Now the flight cuts are underway. A 4% reduction in domestic flights is in effect following an order from the Federal Aviation Administration. It currently affects 40 airports in major U.S. cities, but further cuts are planned in coming days due to staffing issues caused by the government shutdown. That from CNN. They report about 800 flights at the main hubs across the U.S. have been canceled today, and travelers are frustrated with the disruptions. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy is citing safety concerns as the reason for cutbacks, saying